Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of Sunday, May 4th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, if you're just tuning in, it is the home for Christian independent artists, where I say not only is their music played, but you get to hear some wonderful testimonies. I hope you enjoy the show. This week, I'm blessed to have another amazing child of God on the show. And like I told her, I just sit back and I'm amazed, because if you could have caught just a glimpse of what we've talked about before we jumped on the show, you'll hear the spirit of joy. You'll hear the spirit of hope coming out of this child. Miss Olivia Faribault, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. What an honor to be here. And just thank you for your kind intro. That was so nice.
Well, I say I only speak the truth. So it is what it is. And we're going to get into it. We're going to get into this interview. We're going to find out, our listeners will, a little bit about who you are. I think you're going to maybe bring a Bible verse to us, and maybe why you picked that Bible verse and whatever season it meant to you. I think we're going to share some music with the listeners this week, and no telling else what may come in between.
Yeah, it's a mystery to all of us.
We'll be right back with Olivia Faribault right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you enjoyed the beginning song of the show, and that's Floodgate. And yes, that song is 25 years old, but it's called Are You Ready? And it's the perfect song to get the show going, because are you ready? Because Jesus is coming, and I hope you are ready. And I hope something in this show today will bring you closer to Him. In fact, I know it will, because my guest this week, Miss Olivia Faribault, doesn't know yet, but she's bringing it. So, Olivia, let's just get started now.
I feel like you need to, like, go for a run.
That's right. Who is Miss Olivia Faribault?
Oh, my goodness. So, my name is Olivia Faribault. I am originally from Pennsylvania, now living in the Nashville area of Tennessee. I am married to my wonderful husband, Caden, and we are dog parents to our German short hair pointer, Tank. Shout out, Tank. He's been a blessing in our lives. But we are just living just an adventure with the Lord. And I always just feel like we're just hanging on. Like, whatever He has for us, we are just following His lead. And so far, our lives have just took such major turns after we truly surrendered everything to Him. I grew up in a home that we went to church. We talked about Jesus. And I'm so grateful that my parents taught me about that personal relationship. But as I grew up, I just, you know, treated God like I was super pumped that I could go to Him when I wanted. But whenever I was doing things I knew He wasn't, like, super happy about, I just acted like He couldn't see me, you know, as if I can put a veil over myself. And so that was kind of like this relationship that I had with Him. And then whenever we moved to Nashville, and I'm so grateful, like, I got to experience Him in different ways. Like, even with that type of relationship, I'm so grateful that He allowed me to experience the peace of His Holy Spirit and just His guiding. He has such grace for us, and that's so kind of Him. And so whenever we moved to Nashville, though, I was in a state of chronic illness. At that point, I had been sick for about 5 years with, it's called chronic inflammatory response syndrome. And so I was greatly affected by environments that I went into, because my body wasn't able to process out toxins like it normally should. Mm-hmm. And so if I walked into a building that had water damage, it would have been totally fine for other people, but my body would send it into this spiral. And so whenever we moved to Nashville, that is when I felt like I was just at my lowest. I got, you know, kind of taken away from all my safety nets with my family back in Pennsylvania, with everything that I knew back there. And Caden and I got plopped here by ourselves. And So I found like I could not feel safe in the environments that I was in. We built a tiny home to try to control my environment, and I was so paranoid it would become unsafe. And I realized whenever I started sitting with the Lord and really diving into His Word, that is when I could truly feel safe. And that is what just started and just built on this relationship and like full surrender with the Lord. But I know we'll talk more about music stuff later, but everything just got flipped upside down in the most amazing way. It's terrifying and hard, but amazing. Whenever we follow the Lord's leading, like He's not going to lead us and tell us to do something, and He's not already gone before us and He's not right beside us. And so that's just what He's teaching me more and more, the depths of that truth as I'm kind of walking into my journey of life. So that's, I guess, in a nutshell, kind of who I am.
That's a lot, though. I mean, do you get to see your family very much? Because I get to talk to a lot of artists that done the same thing you've done. They've picked up from wherever and have come to Nashville. And it's kind of cool, the stories of parents or siblings and aunts and uncles and grandparents, because grandparents really get upset when you move. But
yes. Yeah. So I'm really happy that, like, I had a base with my music back home in Pennsylvania already. So I had a decent amount of gigs that were like bringing me back, mm-hmm. which was really nice. And so the stretches of time is usually only a couple months where I don't see them. But I am incredibly grateful for their support in the move. And even though, you know, we had some pushback, especially from some grandparents, you know, but everyone really was so supportive in it. And it took, you know, it's all like a shock of what this looks like and how we can continue to build on relationships from a distance. But we just felt so called to come to Nashville. And so the Lord's walked us through all of that too, which has been amazing.
And isn't technology cool where we have Zoom or we have FaceTime on our phones where we can see family members?
Yes, that has been so nice, especially for like our nieces and nephews mm-hmm. back home, that we can see them, and they love just taking the phone and running with it. So you get kind of motion sickness, but we're really grateful for the motion sickness. I would much rather that than not being able to see them.
Well, I tell you what, if you're not excited yeah. about this interview, then you just need to change the channel. But I have a feeling you're going to stick around to hear more of Miss Olivia Faribault right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, Greg Wyckoff, and Miss Olivia Faribault. Miss Olivia, you gave us the verse of the week, which was totally amazing, because that's, you know, we don't need to conform. If we conform to what's going on right now, we're in big trouble. And so thank you for impromptu picking that verse, and because there's a lot of meaning in that. But what I'm excited about is the verse that you are prepared to bring to the show.
Yes.
So why don't you share?
I love that Romans 12 too as well, because I feel like we were talking earlier before the show, the pre-show talk mm-hmm. about how if we feel like outsiders or if we look different, that's actually meaning that we're doing something right. And so I love that one too. But yeah, I would love to share the verse that I chose originally to share on the show, which is Hebrews 10:24. So let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Mm-hmm. And this verse it's really the centering verse actually to my music and the mission behind everything that I want to do in my life, because the Lord gave this verse to me whenever I was first surrendering my music to Him. And so I was pursuing my dreams in country music for about 10 years. And that's actually what I was still pursuing when I moved to Nashville, when my husband and I moved to Nashville. And so whenever I started really sitting with the Lord and allowing Him into my heart fully and surrendering everything to Him, it became very obvious that He did not bring me to Nashville for me to be in country music. but to boldly speak and sing and write about him and what it's like in a relationship with him. And it's so funny because my friend, as I was wrestling with this call that he was having on my life, and my friend, she said, you know, you should just look at what are the songs that you've been writing about. And I just looked back on the last like couple months, and everything that I had written about was my relationship with the Lord. And she goes, I think that answers your question right there. Mm. And I just love the fact that he's so patient with us and he's so kind. And with that, then we can reflect that into the world and we can motivate other people to walk in the ways that the Lord is calling them to walk in, because it's hard and it's scary. And when we're giving up things that maybe we've been pursuing our whole lives, like we don't know what it looks like on the other side of surrender, but that's the beauty of faith. And so just learning that on a deeper level. And so I want just my music to ring out that truth, to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Because if we do that, if we could all motivate one other person that's in our circle, just one, think about what the world would look like. If we can motivate them to do the thing that God's calling them to do, and we all walk in that calling. And so that's what Hebrews 10:24 means to me, and how God's used that in my life.
Well, amen. Thank you for sharing that. And you said it perfectly. You led us right into your music. So when we come back, we're gonna talk about your music.
Awesome.
And there's a song that you sent me, and we're gonna talk about it because I love, we, like I said, the pre-show talk. I understand why you wrote that song. So you get to tell everybody, and that's one cool thing. So when we come back, we're gonna hear about all that, and I'm sure much more. Miss Olivia Faribault, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you to all the artists who, man, your music is amazing. I sit back every week and I listen to the show, not to listen to me at all, but to listen to the guest, and to listen, and I find myself, man, I'm picking up the words, I'm singing the songs, and I know I'm not the only one doing that, because I've heard from people that have made comments, have sent me comments about songs that are played on the show. So they're totally amazing, and not just a child of God on this show this week, but a woman of God. Miss Olivia Faribault, thank you again for taking time out of your schedule. We've been on this for interview for a long time today. And this is one that, man, we could just do a 2-hour show like this. I mean, I knew, like I said, I know God lines up who's supposed to be here. And I'm in awe again.
He's so good.
He is, because what he has allowed you to share with us, like we talked about, those spiritual nuggets, they're deep. I mean, they're really deep. And I know you have, God through you has reached someone. And I'm not being some prophetic. I just understand how all this works, because I know just the podcast of the last show I had, somebody stayed up and listened to the podcast all night long, and starting that night, they were going to take their life and listen to podcast after podcast after podcast, and in the morning, she was still there. And that wasn't me. It was the guest that, and what God had for them to say on the show. So Olivia, thank you for sharing everything you shared with us.
Yes, it's such an honor to be able to share. And I just love that, you know, we may never know whenever we go out in faith and do the things that God's calling us to do. Like, we may never know how that impacts people. And I think it's really beautiful that God allows us to have glimpses of that sometimes, just to, like, you know, God wings. I'm like, you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. But it's so cool that we get to do this for an audience of one, that he even allows us to be a part of his hands and feet. Like, he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to allow us to be a part of it, but he does. And the adventure that we get to go on with the Lord, like, it's such an honor, and it's like mind-blowing when you allow yourself to sit and think about it. Like,
it is. That's why I try not to sit and think about it.
Yeah, it's like, you just can't wrap your head around it.
Because I say, why me? You know, why me, Lord? You
know? Right. Right. You know, like, do you see me? You see me.
I have four grown kids. I have four grandkids. You know, Lord, this needs to be some young, cool guy. And, but then, like I said, I feel like I'm supposed to be sitting here doing this. So I'll tell you what, Mr. Luke, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
I love that.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for this mighty woman, Lord, that serves you. You've blessed us, Lord, to hear her testimony, what you've done in her life. And Lord, I know you have a lot more to do. Lord, I know there is not anything more powerful than you've given us than to have a relationship with a spouse, with a husband and a wife. And I know, Lord, the enemy wants to steal that more than anything. God, I ask you to protect Olivia and her husband. Lord, that you will wrap your arms around them. That you will guide every step. Lord, be with Olivia as she continues to write music for you. That your spirit will flow through her. And God, that you would just lead that to whatever door that you have for her. Send your angels to watch after them, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Well, how can people connect with you?
Well, I'm on most of the social media platforms out there. The main ones, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Okay. And actually, if people want to come hang out, we are doing another round of the book club, we call it, on TikTok Live. Mm-hmm. And we go through each day of the devotional that I wrote, that I was talking about earlier. It was actually my journal of what the Lord was teaching me in the faith in his character and suffering at the same time, and holding those two truths. And so this journal ended up turning into a devotional. And so we go through each day, and we start and end the lives with worship. And so they start around 5 o'clock Central Time. And we are going through, we're on the third round right now of the devotional. And so if people want to come hang out, there's an awesome community of just like really uplifting people as we just continue to walk with the Lord and learn more about him and his love. And so if people want to come hang out, please come join and hang out there too.
Cool. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. I thoroughly enjoyed you as a guest on the show. And now, as I told you, you have been inducted into the Rock the Flock family. So,
thank you.
You have gained brothers and sisters, so you can't beat it.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you so much just for having me on. And again, like, your heart and your obedience in walking in what God's called you to do in this show, and allowing us to have a space to even share what God's doing and how he's moving. So thank you so much for all that you're doing in that.
Well, you'll have a space every Sunday night, because your music will probably be played. One of the songs you send, one or both, or I don't know how it will work, but one at least will be played every Sunday night.
That's so amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Any closing thoughts before we leave?
I'll just be praying for everybody who listens to this, that the Lord can illuminate the very thing that he had specifically for them, and I'm just excited to see how he moves and encourages and inspires everybody as they continue to listen to this show and as they listen to this episode and all the ones that are to come, and just that he will continue to move through this show and through your life to help inspire other people.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You have to go out, check her music out. I'm sure your music is on all platforms.
Yes, it sure is.
It sure is. Because when you're a superstar, you're just a superstar. So there you go. Well, maybe when I'm planning on coming up to Just Love here in a few weeks, because I came a while back, and I'll share this real quick. I came to meet someone, and I really thought that was going to be a huge thing for this show. And God showed me when I couldn't get in touch with that person, you don't need that person, Greg.
Mm.
You trust me.
Isn't that a good lesson?
So, yeah. But then through all of this and all the interviews, I understand that I really need to meet the owner of Just Love.
Yes.
Yes. That's what everybody keeps telling me, Greg. You've got to meet him. So
I love that.
I've got to make a phone call. Where I thought I was going up there to do something else. It's not. It's really not. I'm supposed to go meet. Is it Frank? Is that right?
Yes.
I got to meet Mr. Frank.
So awesome. I love that. It's so cool to see how the Lord like interweaves everybody's paths. Mm-hmm. And heck yeah, if you do, you have to let me know and I'll see if I can make it out there whenever you're in town.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for joining the show. Thank you for blessing us, because you have just the Spirit of Lord in you. It's all about you. Like I say, I get to see it because we're on Zoom, but you can also hear it. So thank you for being that vessel. Continue to be lifted up. Continue to share and just do it. And like I said, when I prayed, it was so cool to hear that the relationship you and your husband have, because that is the most powerful thing that the devil wants to tear apart.
Mm.
He wants to tear that bond between a husband and wife, because if he does that, he's accomplished big things. Thank both of you for walking in the Lord.
I'm so grateful. I have to give a shout out to Caden, because he has stuck with me and encouraged me through just the whole health trial. And we only met a year before I got sick. So he only knew me for a year until everything hit the fan. And
he thought, what did I get into?
Poor guy. And so it's been beautiful to see how his relationship with the Lord has just blossomed, and just being able to encourage one another. And one of the things that I want to encourage couples out there, like if you're not praying out loud, like with your spouse, that has been one of the things that has helped shape and change Caden and I's relationship. And we are far from perfect, but that's one thing. Like, even if we get into an argument, like, that's one thing we do before we go to bed, no matter what. And so it's like, you can't pray and be mad at each other at the same time. It's really hard to do. So it's been just so beautiful. So I want to encourage other couples out there. Like, if you're not, like, do it. Or find, like, a friend or a family member that you pray with before you go to bed. It's just such a beautiful thing. But thank you so much for your prayers and your encouragement and uplifting my heart here as well. Thank you.
That's Miss Olivia Faribault right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.